Nolte, woke Disney rattled by 7,000 coming layoffs. By John Nolte on March 24, 2023. The shameless child groomers at Disney are in serious financial trouble. And 7,000 employees are about to be sacrificed to the bottom line god. The Wrap reported. With CEO Bob Iger committed to reducing the Walt Disney Company's massive debt by laying off as many as 7,000 of its cast members as early as next week, the temperature inside the company is veering between nervous energy and strange relief as the threat of joblessness looms. What's most fascinating about this report is how crippling debt, a dead Star Wars franchise, a faltering Marvel Universe, and a lackluster Disney Plus streaming service have scrambled the board creatively. Some feel indifferent about Disney's future, given that the company has cooled on Disney Plus, once thought to be the most exciting and promising unit of the company. It has put forward a less than inspiring calendar of movie titles, mostly stuffed with live-action remakes of animated features like this summer's The Little Mermaid, along with Marvel movies, which have been on shakier ground of late, and animated projects from Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar. Yep. Disney's crusade to sexualize our children and normalize icky sexual fetishes has it retreating into such dynamic ideas as Toy Story 5 and Frozen 3. Oh, and firing this weirdo a mere 10 months after promoting the quota queen. Also being let go are outside contractors, who don't count in this 7,000 number. Disney employees are not happy with that, they will have to pick up the slack. They are also whining about having to physically come into the office 4 days a week. Oh, the horror. Adding to the consternation, an individual with knowledge told The Wrap, Disney isn't renewing the contracts of many project hires, known as green badges due to the color of their company ID. Full-time employees have blue badges. Many of these contracts are expiring now or very soon, leaving teams that relied on the contractors to do much of the heavy lifting high and dry. And everyone we talk to is unhappy with the 4 days a week return to office edict that Iger recently implemented. Nobody is in a good mood, one staffer said. Although former CEO Bob Chapek is getting all the blame, this is all on Bob Iger. Before Iger retired, he took on a ton of debt with the purchase of 20th Century Fox, allowed Kathleen Kennedy to woke rape Star Wars, launched Disney Plus with a bunch of very expensive woke programming no one likes, She-Hulk, and authorized the grooming of little kids in Disney movies and TV shows by way of adult sexuality, drag queens, and alternate lifestyles. Woke is also undermining Marvel. This all started with Iger, and yet he somehow presented himself as a white knight and got his job back. Well, here are the repercussions. The money is not flowing in. So 7,000 people and a countless number of contractors are about to lose their jobs. Yep, this is what happens when you choose to rewire human nature with pedantic and predictable propaganda rather than entertain and inspire. Oh. And while 7,000 Disney employees are collecting unemployment, Disney intends to spend $30 billion on content no one wants to watch. And these former Disney employees probably won't be able to afford to watch it. Watching Disney implode is almost as much fun as watching CNN implode. Almost. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.